Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight we have a multi-talented, beautiful lady. She can do graphic arts, comedy, radio. She's also kind of she's a coach. And without any further ado, I want to bring in Anna Bangulin. Welcome, Anna, to the show.
Thanks, Rob. You didn't butcher my name at all. That's great. You did it. Hey. You can just call me Anna.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I had to concentrate hard. Because I really, you know, people say it doesn't matter if you do that,
yeah.
But it really does. People don't like their names.
Growing up with the very long last name is you just get used to it. So it's B, you know, most people call me Anna B, or my dad calls me AB Normal, so that's good, you know.
AB Normal?
Yeah.
Abnormal?
Abby Normal, yeah.
Abby Normal. Anyway, Abby Normal. You know, here's the thing about the world today, Anna. Being crazy and a little different, it helps,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise you go crazy in this world.
Yeah. Sometimes I say if I'm not laughing, I have to cry. And sometimes I just cry, so it's okay.
Crying's okay. So, Anna, tell them a little bit about your deliberate creation, your radio, and your graphic arts, and your marketing, and everything you do. And
I'll give you my little spiel. I've actually been in the promotions industry for over 25 years, primarily in graphic design and offline promoting, because obviously I started back in the day. In the 80s, pre-internet, I now help folks kind of understand what the internet's all about and help them use the internet as a marketing tool and obviously design things for them, logos. I do branding. I brand folks. My favorite things are kind of what you and I are working on, how we stumbled on each other, and we're working on all kinds of things. And, like, having these kinds of conversations with people I think are exhilarating. I had something, what I call my mess, happened back in 2005, and my mom passed from the physical, and I really did 2 years of grief and depression, just got really, really stuck in my muck, as I call it, and I used law of attraction. You and I have had this discussion. I used the label law of attraction on what happened, and that I was really looking for an answer. I was either looking for a way off the planet or looking for an answer, and I received it in a book about, it's called The Power of Emotions by Abraham Hicks, and that really, the light bulb went off. And from that point forward, I started doing things. I wanted to talk to people who understood this thing called energy and how our mindset is and how our feelings become our guide and all of those things. And so I created this group, this meetup group, and started meeting people of like mind, which was great because my friends kind of thought I was a little wacko talking about all this stuff, you know, bless your electric bill, you know, appreciate it, say thank you, you know, and they thought I was a little bit nutty. And so really from that, I was approached by a gentleman out of New York to do radio shows for then a station called Source Energy Radio. And that was very short, a wonderful short-lived venture when he passed from physical in 2010. So I did shows from September till March of 2010. And we just didn't know what to do. So really what happened was I took inspired action and I started another radio station. So, ba-dum-bum. That's kind of where I am now. I more have shifted a lot of what I've done. I've actually downsized I have a production studio that does produce pretty much just apparel goods for different companies and groups, and of course a marketing and consulting company, and that's really what I do, like my everyday is that. And my radio station is we're on every day, basically, sometime in the day, and then, of course, like you, we podcast out, and I just look at it as different perspectives. I've enjoyed meeting some of the folks. It's, you know, like you and I, you know, we're on the station together, you know, what brought us together. It's, I always look at what are all the intricate things that had to happen. Look what our source self basically makes happen to come to this point that we are right now. I think I find it exciting because it's like, you know, wow, all these little things, I didn't have to really plan this. It just happened. And it's not an accident or coincidence. It was something that I feel I attracted into my life. But that in a nutshell is where I'm at right now.
You know, I call it the law of letting go, because when you let go of something, something new comes in. And then,
yes.
And it's called the power of patience more than anything, because when you're relaxed, things happen in a miracle way. You know, it's when that mind is all busy and you're all worried about something, mm-hmm. that's when it goes awry into the south.
But when you think of your mind, you think of the time and the energy that you actually spend worrying or thinking about how tall, short, fat, thin, whatever it is that you're occupying your mind, you're thinking that over and over again. What's happening is you don't allow anything in. In order to allow something new in, you've got to let go of the old way of thinking. You've got to let go of the old way of feeling. And I've been privy to some of your information as well, and like listening to your CDs are amazing because you really, through your CDs, help people release whatever it is that they're kind of stuck on, and going through that process. I mean, there's so many different processes and so many different ways of doing this. That's why I love having all these different conversations, because I think people glean something from different perspectives. Like, even though we're not really solving I don't want to call it a problem, but we're not out there as coaches, we're not out there putting Band-Aids on stuff or solving the problem for you. I always say each individual person actually creates their own success. Now, we can be the mirror, we can be the guide, we can help with the process, but the basic bottom line is you're the one that's actually going to do the work. You're the one that's actually going to shift. You're the one that's, and I think in the process, too, we do, too. I get something out of every conversation, out of every project that I work on, even if it's contrast. You know, some people call that negative. Sometimes it's contrast, and it's like, learn from that, take from that. I think it's great.
You know, that's something there. I've watched this for the last few years in the coaching and the spiritual world. People think they're there to really tell people what's going on in the world, and actually there to facilitate your own life by mm-hmm. the people that come into your own life. And mm-hmm. and everybody that comes into your life, they've had something happen to them that's either going to happen to you or has to expand mm-hmm. you as much as you expand them. And something that I've learned in the way I do hypnotherapy is if you can get them to see the block, you can open the path.
Yes.
They have to see the block.
Yes. It's their awareness. We talk about becoming aware. And one of the big things that we really push on is become aware of how you speak. Become aware of what you say. Become aware of, because even though I come from a place of pay attention to your feelings, let your feelings be your guide, you have to feel it, then think it, and then it generally comes out of your mouth. So if you're saying things that don't feel good, or even when I have people, I do this thing called 7 days of play with a lot of the folks that I work with, albeit like our meetup groups and stuff, little, like if somebody's new to this, I say, let's do 7 days of play. For 7 days, just really pay attention to how you speak to yourself. Pay attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I get feedback like, oh, I'm calling myself an idiot, or I'm telling myself I'm stupid. So those might be like really just random and things that we just kind of grew up with, because it was just, you know, something maybe our parents said or an aunt, uncle would say that, and we just kept it and we took it along. And when you make a mistake, or when you think it's a mistake and you go, oh, I'm so stupid, you know, that's self-talk. That's, you know, what are you reinforcing in your head? So when you become really aware of how you're speaking, you can really shift a lot of things going on in your life. Because instead of saying, say you know, I left something in the hall and I tripped over it. Instead of saying, oh, I'm stupid for leaving that in the hall, it's like, oh, thank, I appreciate the fact that I just reminded myself that I needed to pick that up. I mean, it's just a pivot. It's a little turn, but it's a different perspective on it. So, and from that, I would actually get a, you know, I get a chuckle out of it because it's like, you know, me being silly versus me being angry at myself. So there you go with really changing your awareness on how you speak, changing how you feel in that situation, and then I call it the ripple effect. Things will kind of ripple out. And when you change your energy, everything else around you changes.
Right. And that's very true. But, you know, when you said talked about tripping over the thing in the hallway, I bet if you go back way before everything started, there was one sentence in there. I don't forget to pick that up, whatever it was. I guarantee every time I've done that, I've really learned to take the don'ts and the won'ts and the can'ts out of my life. But,
mm-hmm.
Anna, when you're engaged in your graphic arts, but how does your graphic art and your coaching and expanding people actually go hand in hand because they're both an enterprising energy?
Well, what's cool is I actually use what I, you know, I don't do necessarily the traditional coaching. It is coaching, but it's when clients come to me for branding. You know, maybe they want to design a logo or some piece of graphics. We can take that, you know, I kind of use that. I use my intuition, first of all, because to me it's important to really listen to what the people have to say, you know, their ideas about what they want their look to be about or their style. And one thing that I've been able to do now that I understand energy is actually use my intuition to design. And now what's been really nice is more times than not, generally the first two or three times I send over something, the first time I'm really close, the second and third time we're tweaking it and it's done. It's not one of these, I don't like it, let's start again. And I give people that option. Like, generally, if someone comes to me and says, you know, I want you to design a logo, I say, okay, really what I do is I come up with, say, anywhere between 3 and 7 ideas, depending on what my brain is going to come up with. I'll shoot them over to you. You pick the ones you like. We tweak and we move. And before, it would be a blending of 2 or 3 or moving or changing. And the more I really start understanding intuition and energy, it's very quick now. I was actually designing a logo and all kinds of interesting little things for someone just the other day. And actually, it was a friend of mine who was bringing me the client, but the client didn't have time to really communicate with me, so she was being the middle person. So how complicated would that be in most cases? Because I'm not really talking to the client. I'm talking to my friend who is telling me what the client wants. And what's funny is I did 5 ideas, I shot them back over, and the client called me and said, you nailed it the first time. Like, wow, I love these. Now what I want to do is I want to create this icon for, you know, she's also in radio, but I guess she's out and about, so they have these little mic, little gadgets that go on your microphone when you're out and about that have the logo on them, and then she wants, you know, things for her website. It's on and on and on. But I kind of chuckle when I hear that because it's like, you know, that was me tapping into the energy and understanding how that works. Also, I have people that come to me that want an array of things. Like, I have people that really come to me and they have an idea and they want to take that idea and make it, they want to actualize it. They want to make it real. So they'll come to me for design. Generally, a lot of mine come because they want some sort of product either created or printed on or put their logo on or something like that. So that's really my forte. That's what I love to do. What I find is a good majority of the beginning of that session with them, I'm coaching because I'm actually dispelling fears, because more people come to me and they have this fear of success. They don't get it. They don't really understand it, but they're. I mean, I've had people come to me who actually wouldn't tell me their idea for fear that somebody would steal the idea or I would steal the idea. I've had people ask me to sign, you know, pieces of paper saying that I didn't take the idea, which I think is hilarious. You know, and that's fine. Cover your butt. That's fine with me, and I'll do it. I just find it, I say, you know, here's the interesting thing, folks. Every thought that's ever been sunk is out there floating around. So you get to pick and choose. You can come up with the idea. Somebody took inspired action. Somebody took the idea of the iPod, say, and took inspired action. You know, Max got it. Let's go. Let's take this thing and we're going to take it to the next level. You know, so here, this idea, some people say, you know, where did that idea come from? Like Pet Rocks. I don't know if people remember Pet Rocks. I mean, what a concept. Person who came up with that, it's like these just silly little things that people just think, I thought of that first. You ever see something and go, I thought of that first? And so I tell people, you know, if you have an inspiration and you want to move it forward, then take those steps. You know, otherwise it's just going to either stay in your head or it's going to still be floating around for somebody else to nab, you know. There's all kinds of crazy products that we've messed around. I mean, people go, I thought of that first. I thought of that first, you know. And it's like, well, they're, you know, then do a spinoff of it. Do something else, you know. Do change it. Change it up a bit. But, you know, one of the things that I find now is that I attract very like-minded people to me when I'm doing business. And I think that's the really cool part about how I've shifted and that I've changed a good portion of my client base. I've changed a good portion of how I do business and really communicating with people and really using my intuition versus kind of, I remember being afraid of the rejection when I first started out. Like what if I do something and they hate it? You know, what if, you know, I was already putting the worst what ifs in there. You know, what if they don't like anything? What if I never come up with something they like? What if my, you know, what if, and it's like, you know, my partner tells me now, do what if for the better. Take what if and say, you know, what if it's amazing? What if they like all the logos and they can't pick which one and they have to actually flip a coin? What if, you know, they want you to take that and put that and create all the images for all of their stuff? What if they want you to really help their marketing team take them to the next level? So those are all the things that we can do. I mean, when I look at the opportunity there, it's amazing because it's not something that I've really pushed. And these are things that I could say just happened to me, but I think there's always been some bigger plan out there for it to shift me. Because I tell you, it's been an interesting shift. It's been an interesting ride. The past 4 years have been very different. I've changed more in the past 4 years than I've changed in the past 20 years. I can say that. So
I think I've changed more in the last month than I have in the whole life. Honestly, there was a couple great big things. One was getting rid of the get rich quick money itch.
Yeah.
Hey, that.
Yes.
But Anna, if somebody chose to engage your services, how would they find you? And the call-in number is 718-305-6548 to talk to Anna. But if somebody chose to call you, get a hold of you, I know they can get a hold of you on Facebook, but how else can they get a hold of you?
Of course, you know, I talk about social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. I've got several different websites out there for just simply like energy work and stuff like that. My website is lifegetsbetterandbetter.com, and you can email me at anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. I'm actually working on a website now. We're going to be calling it iMonkey Marketing, and it's just because we're hanging out to help you succeed. That's going to be our motto. I actually teach classes here that what I really do, what I love to absolutely do, is teach classes that take people with absolute no real experience on the internet and really explain to them how they can get their information, their creations, whatever it is, online and use the internet as a marketing tool. Because you can still promote, and I still am a very big proponent of cross-promoting online and offline, because doing things with, like, really connecting with people, I think that's really important. And, like, for example, look at you and I. You and I talk, you know, we talk via email, We talk, you know, several times a month, and we've never really met in person, but it's like we can call each other and ask each other questions or talk to each other about whatever we want to talk about, and I think that's neat. You know, at some point, hopefully, we'll get to meet. I think that would be really nice, too. I just love the interaction that you get, even on Facebook, even on LinkedIn. I will do the caveat of that, too. So, folks, if you're looking at social media and stuff, you know, you can be on sites like that, have your information on there. And I was thinking about this today because LinkedIn actually allows testimonials. You know, you can recommend people, so that's really cool because I've had some folks ask me for my recommendation and they've recommended me. So it's been a really neat little thing. I don't really play on LinkedIn. I actually don't play on any of the social media sites. There's a trick to kind of link them all together, so that's what I do. But it's kind of funny because a lot of stuff that I talk about is about, you know, putting yourself out there and getting out there. I've been in this industry for a long time, and I have a really nice client base, so I haven't really necessarily had to blast my website and blast my information out there, which has kind of been neat. And the groups that I teach here will teach anywhere from, you know, 10 to 30 people at a time, and it's really nice because then I can sit down with somebody if we, you know, if we're sitting in a place that has internet connection and they're actually working on something while I'm talking and they have a question, we can, in real time, we can tweak things. So I think that's really neat. I like the hands-on stuff. It's fun to watch people have those aha moments, like, oh, I got it, you know?
That is. And, you know, even doing it over the phone, you can tell when somebody has a ha-ha moment. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And the social media and the entrepreneurs are going to expand the world. How do you feel your stuff is actually on the cutting edge and the forefront of this? Because when I was listening to you, I was hearing stuff that you don't, some pertinent stuff that moves high forward that you don't hear from other people because they're unwilling to share wisdom.
Yeah, I think there, I mean, and a lot of people, I will tell you, do charge a lot of money for this information. And what it is a gathering of information. And I'll be honest, I have paid quite a bit of money for some coaching on the marketing end and the internet marketing end. I was very blessed a long time ago to be mentored by a couple of internet marketing gurus. And I don't exactly necessarily follow what they do, but I take their information and apply it in other ways, and I think that's really cool. I think the most wonderful thing is that because these guys are my mentors and because I'm still kind of in the loop, I get information that is a kind of ahead of what's going on. So that's kind of cool. Like when Google changes the way it does things, they'll send out an email blast. And one of the things that is coming up, and I will tell you, if you're not on any social media site, I would suggest getting on there. I have people now that actually just use Facebook as their tool for marketing, and that they work Facebook constantly. And I know people who just blog constantly. So if that's what you want to do, then do it. I think for me, if I were on Facebook all day, every day, I'd drive myself a little crazy. You know, there's so much going on. It's like information overload, and you can get stuck in and on a lot of drama in there should you choose to do that. So I use it for, obviously, automation, setting up my tweets that go directly to – actually, they go directly to my Facebook page, my LinkedIn page, and believe it or not, my MySpace page. Yes, we still have MySpace. And to me, that's when those things can happen and you can automate the system, it makes it even easier when you set it up that way. And like one of the things that I know within the next probably 12 to 18 months, Google, you know, a lot of people pay for SEO, they pay for keywords. A lot of times Google will send out these little things that say, you know, I'll give you $100 credit in keywords. It's really understanding how to use that too, because a lot of people go, oh, I'm going to go buy every keyword, you know, whatever. You pay for that, folks. So be real, you know, there's a little bit of research that needs to be done, you know, before you go and buy keywords. But I would say that that's probably going to be sort of old school in about a year, because I believe Google is shifting their analytics to be more like social media. So I would just say a lot of what's happening on social media, and a lot of people, and explaining Facebook to people is interesting. And if you're not aware of that, obviously, so I get messages like, oh, my God, people, they're going to have to pay for Facebook. Facebook will always be free. Why? Because there are advertisements on the right-hand side of the page. And if you, when you're writing and you're communicating things like that, you know, and things that are in your bio on Facebook, your information, you'll notice that all the ads on the right-hand side actually, they play to whatever it is that you're writing or whatever is in your bio, your information. If you put in there the types of books you like to read, you'll notice those books will start popping up on the side because they're using your information as keywords. So, you know, that's, it's a pretty good big clue as to how things are moving and shifting.
And that was some valuable information there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're listening to Anna and you're listening closely, there's something about Anna I want to point out. There's no drama in the way she speaks. It's short, crisp, and to the point. And that's something you really want to pay attention to, especially in the spiritual world and the coaching world. There's a lot of people like drama, and Anna isn't one of them. She's crisp in what she says, and that's something to pay attention to. So, Anna, we're getting down to the last 3 minutes here, and we're getting a little feedback now. But anyway, Anna, if you were just starting out in social media, what would you do to start your business?
I would write my bio real quick, my bio as to who I am. If you have a website, write out your website. And when you're putting that information in anywhere, make sure you use the http://, do the whole thing, because then it becomes a clickable link. You have that information out there. Be clear about that information and who you are, especially if you want people to find you. If you don't, be vague. That's cool. If you don't want to be found on Facebook, you can go in and just set up a page. You do have to go create a personal account, but you can do that, you know, I mean, if you want to do it under a assumed name, you can, but, you know, most people will connect the dots. And you can create pages in there. You can do that. That's the social media. Do that also on LinkedIn. Use the same bio information. I always say write your bio, put it in a Word document, copy, paste, tweak it when you need to. Make sure you have your clickable links because that's important to go back to your website. I'm taking a lot of people's ideas, and they're keep telling me, put this in a book, and I'm going to be doing that. So it's going to be a step-by-step guide that will help people. And there's going to be a lot of information, but you can pick and choose what you want to do. I say pick your social media, pick things that, if you have a website, things that will drive traffic to your site. That's like YouTube is a big deal. Lots of SEO with video, make sure you put the links in there. Facebook, Twitter, if you're into hanging out with people and stuff, start a meetup group or join some meetup groups. Do some networking. Meetup's a great way to connect with like-minded people. What else? Article writing. That's a big one, too. Article writing. And, you know, write articles, get them submitted, put your bio in there, have those come up. That's a big one, too, because that one can drive a lot of traffic, but you've got to keep it up. That's, you know, that's the big deal. But that's kind of how you get started. WordPress for websites, y'all, WordPress. And if you've got the money, get them hosted, like with HostGator, something like that. Have them hosted. Do WordPress. It's easy. It's simple. You know, keep the blog going. Put your information up there. But what else? There's so much, Rob. You know I could talk about this, like, all day.
Well, that's why you're here. We'll have you back. We're down to 52 seconds, Anna. Give the people some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
I'll do my tagline. My tagline is, life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. You know, feel free to send me an email. You have questions or comments. That's Anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. It's been fun, Rob. I appreciate you having me on the show.
And I thank you for being here, and I'll have Anna back. So, the social media is taking over the working world. The working world slithering away, and social media and entrepreneurship is taking the world over.
Blogging, affiliate marketing, all that stuff. Yep, it's taking over. Yep.
And it is. Anna, I really want to thank you, and I want to thank all the listeners and everybody. And Anna can be found on Facebook and all over. And anyway, thank everybody, and we'll be here Thursday night with Amy Ligner. She's an editor and a published author. So anyway, everybody have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Good night.